Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 29th edition. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Offense galore outside of Domingo Germán, who threw a perfect game against the Oakland Athletics. Thank you, Oakland A's, for making Domingo Germán look like a good pitcher, which is hilarious to me. But fun night all around. Tons and tons of offense, like I said, so you can stack everywhere. Outside of Coors, it was pretty... Like the Reds were low rostered, the Rangers were low rostered. It was pretty crazy to see where you could stack it up and get some good exposure. Snell was popular and pitched great, so it was well worth the price of admission. We'll see where Thursday goes for us. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. Get all the podcasts, all the written content posted there for your liking. We have a 5-game early and a 5-game main slate, so we're going to get to them here. They're not the best of slates. I'm just going to be very, very honest with this. And a lot of the totals aren't out. And then some of the best games aren't even on either slate. It's just a mess by DraftKings on this one. But for the early slate, it starts at 2:05 p.m. Eastern time, 11:05 a.m. Pacific time. We have two totals so far. We have Guardians Royals 9 and White Sox Angels 9.5. That's all we got so far. Waiting on a few more there. When you look at the pitching on this slate, you got Shane Bieber at $10,000 at the Kansas City Royals. Biebs has looked much better of late. He's gotten you five or more Ks in three straight starts, 8 or more in 2 of 3. He still has an issue of giving up 9 runs in his last 2 starts, and it's kind of happened late. Like Milwaukee was doing nothing against him because of a 3-run home run. It's just one of those things with Biebs. He's been scuffling to get to the finish line. On this slate at $10,000, though, I will say he's in play. Going up against a Royals team, 23% K rate, 238 average, 127 ISO over the last 3 weeks for his right-handed pitching. So on this bad slate, Bieber is in play. If you want to go full YOLO, I'm cool with some of these other guys. Lance Lynn at $8,800. He probably could put up the same numbers as Bieber. He actually has over the last few starts. He even put up 38 points 2 starts ago when he had the 16 Ks against the Seattle Mariners. The thing with Lynn, which I mentioned time and time again, which works very well for DFS, is he can give up his runs, 3 earned, 3 earned, 4 earned, 5 earned, 8 earned. He gets his strikeouts, though. 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. And that kind of, and he goes usually at least 5 innings in each start. So it's just a matter of, can he face the Angels and go 5 or 6 innings and just quality start? Go 5 or 6 innings, give me 3 runs and at least a K per inning. He can do that. He can definitely do that, especially against an Angels team striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. We saw C strike out 10 on Monday. Kopech walked the farm, so that didn't help on Tuesday. Giolito got at least a K per inning on Wednesday. He was good enough. So Lynn could be that guy for you as well. $8,800. Again, pitching's horrible on this slate. Clark Schmidt's probably the best pitcher I'm looking at on this slate. He's going to be super popular because he's facing those Oakland A's who just got perfect gamed on 99 pitches against Domingo Germán. The thing with Schmidt that's been bugging me is he's not getting the strikeouts. 3-3-4-1 in his last 4 starts. It's been 3 earned runs or less in each start. He's gone 5 innings in 3 or 4 starts. He's just not getting the strikeouts, and that's an absolute killer. Bright side, he's facing the Oakland Athletics, like I said, who strike out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Germán struck him out 9 times. That number is going to go up, hitting 246 with a 143 ISO. Those numbers are going to go down because of Germán. So, you know, maybe the A's bounce back. It's hard to be that bad twice in a row. It's a day game in Oakland where the ball does fly a lot more. It's going to start getting hot here on the West Coast starting tomorrow on Thursday. So it might not be the best matchup for Schmidt, but again, horrible slate. Schmidt would be a dude I'd be looking at. Other than that, it's bleak. Like Brandon Pfaadt's making his return. He was really good in the minors in his 5 or 6 starts since getting demoted, but he gets the Tampa Bay Rays. Do you really want to go there? Not for me. So for me, it's Bieber, Lynn, and Schmidt. That's where I'm going. I do not like the slate at all. So be very, very cautious when you're picking your poison. On the flip side, there's bats for days, and there'll be value bats for days, so you can pay up for pitching rather simply. If you are looking at catcher position here, you got Jonah Heim versus the lefty Olsen. And I like Olsen, but I'm not going against the Rangers. You got Heim at 44. You got Garver at 42. Both in play versus or the righty Olson. My bad. Those are options for you. Some cheaper options as well. Jake Rogers had the day off on Wednesday. He should be back versus lefty Bradford at $3,100 for Detroit. Detroit is in play on this slate. Eric Haas as well at 3K. I prefer Rogers over Haas, but both are decent price tags. Bo Naylor hit his first home run of his career on Wednesday. He's $2,600 versus Greinke. He'd be one to keep an eye on as well. But yeah, pretty rough stuff. First base position, you got Shohei versus Lynn at 65. That's totally fine. You have Yandy Diaz at 53. But like Christian Walker versus Chirinos, I like Arizona today at $4,800. Yeah, Luke Rayleigh versus Fott at 45. I've got no problem going back to Tampa Bay. I have no problem stacking Tampa Bay, Arizona, and rolling with that and seeing where you get to. Nathaniel Lowe's $4,300 versus Olson. Josh Naylor had another nice game on Wednesday. He's 4K versus Greinke. So he'd be one to look at. You got Spencer Torkelson against the lefty at $3,300. Boomer bust, but we love him versus lefties. That value, wouldn't be shocked if Torque found the cheap seats at $3,300. Andrew Vaughn versus lefty as well against Patrick Sandoval at 3K. Vaughn had a big night. The White Sox scored 11 runs on Wednesday. Andrew Vaughn at 3K versus Sandoval is very, very nice. I like the White Sox on Wednesday slate as well. Other than that, nothing really right now, but there'll be tons of value with getaway day lineups. You'll get a ton of stuff on these day games. Second base, Semien, 58, sure. Ketel Marte versus Chirinos, I like a lot at 54. You got Gleyber Torres versus lefty Hogan Harris at 5K. But give me Ketel Marte if you're paying up at the position. Otherwise, you can go for cheaper. Andres Jimenez at 41 versus Greinke is very much in play for you. Andy Ibañez is $2,600 versus Bradford. We love that righty-lefty matchup there for Ibañez. He's second base outfield eligible. He'd be a play for you. And then Tony Kemp's $2,200. I'll keep using that value if you're desperate for it. Third base, J-Rem hit a grand slam on Wednesday. He's 56 versus Greinke. Josh Young went deep again. He's 45 versus Olson. Those are both good spots. You got Isak Paredes versus Fat at 44. Jake Berger's been atrocious of late, but when he does get hits, he still gets like a massive barrel and hard hit rate. Most of his hits are all extra base hits when he gets hits. Tons of strikeouts in Berger's swing, though, so it makes for a great tournament play. He's $3,800 for Sandoval. Get him at a discount, and you know he could double down with the best of them at that price tag. Mikel Garcia at 3K is another one versus Biebs we could look at. Emmanuel Rivera versus Chirinos at 29 is in play as well, but that's probably about it. Shortstop position for you, got Corey Seager at 61 is awesome. Franco at 59 is great as well. Like both those pay up spots. Cheaper plays, Javi Baez at 39 versus Bradford is not too shabby. It's funny, Tim Anderson, second base shortstop now for Chicago. He still stinks, but he's second base shortstop if you're feeling desperate. Other than that, though, like this will be strictly what lineups come out on Thursday for some discounts at shortstop. Outfield position, you got Shohei at 65, Trout at 63, but Corbin Carroll at 62, I like a lot versus Chirinos. That'd be one of my top pay up spots. Adelis Garcia at his 20th home run of the year on Wednesday. He's 55 versus Reese Olson. So you got that going for you. Lou Bob went deep again. He's $4,600. He's too cheap on this slate, honestly. He should be priced up based on matchup and just overall quality of the slate. So Lou Bob at 46 is a very nice look. You got Taylor Ward, Luke Rayleigh, who we talked about. Giancarlo woke up. He had a home run, and he's woke up in this Oakland series. Gets the lefty and Hogan Harris. Stand at 44 could be a great value on this slate. Moniak at 42, if he's leading off for the Angels against Lynn, is fine. Yeah, Eloy Jimenez at 4K versus Sandoval, which is awesome as well. Harrison Bader, we love versus lefties. He's 36. That's kind of too cheap as well. Like Jose Siri at 35. Ezekiel Duran went deep again on Wednesday. He's 34. So, of course, the outfield just loaded with options. Kerry Carpenter went deep for Detroit. He's 33 versus Bradford. We've talked about him, especially versus lefties, with Kerry Carpenter and the power he brings to the table. Going below 3K now. Matt Vierling's $2,800 for Bradford. You got Alec Thomas at 27. Andy Ibañez at 26. Will Brennan at 25. Those are all options for you as well. So check your lineups, see what you want to do, but tons of value in the outfield if you need to, even though I like some of the pay-up spots there. So yeah, don't like the pitching at all. Bieber, Lynch, Schmidt's where I'm at for now. If, like, say, Texas puts out a really bad offense, Olson could be in play. Maybe someone else throws out a bad offense, it could change things up. But for now, it's Bieber, Lynn, Schmidt is where I'm going. And then you just stack up Texas versus Detroit. You could go Detroit versus Texas. That's fine. The Yankees versus Harris is very much in play. I like a Tampa Bay Arizona stack, especially the Tampa Bay side. And then I love the White Sox versus Sandoval. So you could almost play any offense you choose. If I have to narrow it down for you, give me Detroit, Texas, and the White Sox. That's where my main focus would be. But man, you could go everywhere. It's so, so bad on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, five game main slate for you starting off at 7:07. PM Eastern time. Totals we have for now: Brewers Mets 8.5, Astros Cardinals 9.5, Phillies Cubs 9, Dodgers Rockies Coors Field at 12.5. Another slate where the pitching's not great. You got Scherzer at 11,000 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. He should be chalk just for the strikeout upside. He's looked really good in his last two starts, 8 Ks in both starts. He has not 8 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5, and in those 4 starts, two run runs or less in 3 of those 4. He's been pretty darn effective. He's got 25 plus points in 3 of his 4. He's going to bring he should bring a pretty solid floor, even though it's $11,000. It's a Milwaukee team that's striking out almost over 29% of the time versus righties, hitting 206 with a 132 average. So Scherzer, again, bad slate, take the floor, roll with it there. Love me some Taijuan Walker. We've been rolling with him pretty much every time out there. He's $8,800 at the Chicago Cubs. Walker's put up at least 23 points in 4 straight starts. He's gone 5 innings or more in 4 straight, 2 total runs allowed, and at least 5 Ks in each start. Gets a Cubs team that's been scuffling, 22% K rate, 254 average, 137 ISO over the last 3 weeks versus righties. So I don't mind some Taijuan Walker in that matchup. And then outside of that, nothing. Like JP France would be your only dude, but paying $8K for JP France sucks. So it's pretty much Scherzer and Walker. That's what I'm looking at on this slate. And that means there'll be bats for days. Catcher's position, you got Will Smith and Coors at $6K. That's totally fine. Elias Diaz and Coors at 43, totally fine. Some cheaper options below 4K. Patrick Bailey versus Bassett at 34. Danny Jansen at 33 versus Stripling. Toronto should be a great stack on this one. Yainer Diaz at 32. I'll keep playing him. I know he's kind of let us down a few days in a row now, but the talent is there. He's still hitting the ball very hard. So I'm going to keep rolling that out as a cheaper catcher option. Martin Maldonado's been awesome, but I think he'll get the day off. He's $2,100 versus Wainwright. He's very streaky, and he's streaking right now. So keep that in mind if you want to punt at catcher. First base, you got Freeman and Coors at 61. You got Vladito at 52 versus Stripling. Pete Alonso versus Hauser at 49 is very intriguing as well. You got CJ Cron at 46 and Coors. If I got to narrow down this top area, it's obviously Freeman, but yeah, Goldie, Guerrero, like they're all really, really good. So basically, what team you're stacking, pick your first baseman if you're paying up at the position. If you want to save it, the position, though, it's not as great. Jose Abreu keeps getting the job done. He went deep again on Wednesday, and his price is not changing. Abreu at 32 against the ghost of Adam Wainwright is outstanding. That's a really good spot there for Abreu if you're looking to save some money. I've been using him a lot lately to save, and it's been paying off. So he's $3,200, and that'd be the cheap guy I'd be looking at first base. At second base, you got Betts at 63. He went deep on Wednesday. He's just awesome. There's no sugarcoating that one way or another. Altuve returned to the lineup on Wednesday. He went deep. He's 46. That's still not too expensive, all things considered, with the matchup versus Wainwright. Like, you could fade Coors. It's not always the best thing, especially with Chase Anderson on the mound. But you can fade Coors on slates like we did on Wednesday. It was very doable. There's other places to target bats on this slate where you could definitely fade Coors. Nolan Gorman's been struggling. Had an okay game on Wednesday's 44 versus France. Cheaper options, though, below 4K. It gets bleak quick. So you'll have to find value somewhere on this. Like Harold Castro's been hitting eighth for Colorado. He's $2,700 if you want a super punt. Again, not a forced punt. There'll be other punts that will be better on this slate. Third base, you got Muncy at 55. He had the day off on Wednesday. I'd imagine he's back in the lineup on Thursday. But give me like Alex Bregman at 47, $800 cheaper than Muncy. You got Ryan McMahon at 46 in Coors. I'd rather have both those guys over Muncy just for the savings. And Muncy's still kind of coming back from that injury, so not completely sure where he sits on this situation. Shortstop position, Bobichet at 54 for Stripling is really, really nice. Lindor's been playing outstanding. He's $4,500. No one rostered. He's 3% rostered on Wednesday. He had one of his worst games in like the last week. But just that the Mets will get overlooked against Adrian Hauser, and Hauser sucks. So the Mets aren't great either, don't get me wrong, but you can get some cheap, low-owned Mets and have some fun with that. Jeremy Pena at 39. Ezekiel Tovar, I keep playing him. He's 36. He had like 20 points on Wednesday. He's playing very, very well, so don't sleep on him. And that's a really good value in Coors, even though he's facing, quote-unquote, one of the stud pitchers of the Dodgers and Emmett Sheehan. It's Coors, and Sheehan has not been dominating, so I'll take my chances there. Mauricio Dubon's been playing well. He's $3,300. If you want that, I'd rather just pay up for Tovar if you need to and see where things go from there. And then in the outfield, you got Betts at 63. You got JD Martinez at 57. Those aren't bad, but Kyle Tucker at 5K. If you're fading Coors, it is worth the look. Springer at 48 has been kind of a bust, but a good spot versus Ross Stripling. You got Nolan Jones in Coors at 43. That's not too shabby as well. Brandon Nimmo at 4K is awesome on this slate. As a phenomenal price tag, especially on this slate. On smaller slates, you want some good floor players with upside. Then Brandon Nimmo checks all those boxes at $4,000. So that is awesome. You got James Outman at 39 in tournaments. He's in play. Jerickson Profar at 38 is far too cheap as well. Another, you know, double-digit performance on Wednesday. He leads off. Tovar hits second. It's a very cheap 1-2 punch for Rockies bats I've been using of late. Profar at 38, Tovar at 38. Nice, cheap way to get a piece of Coors at low ownership and go elsewhere if you so choose. David Peralta at 35 is a nice, cheap piece of Coors. He'll be chalky, but rightfully so. Jordan Walker the day off on Wednesday. If he's back in the lineup, he's 31 versus JP France. Jason Hayward at 31 is another cheap one you can look at. Brandon Marsh is swinging it well at 3K. I'd rather have Tommy Pham at 3K, who did all the fantasy community justice on Wednesday with his trash talk. Then he went deep on an absolute bomb. Pham, actually going to talk about him on the First Pitch podcast, like a 17% barrel rate and almost a 60% hard hit rate since June 7th. He is locked in. That's after he had his eye procedure. Shocker how that works. You can see the baseball. So Tommy Pham at 3K is a very, very good value on this slate. Below 3K, though, you'll get guys like maybe Chaz McCormick's in the lineup at $2,700. He's been valuable at that position. Corey Jolks at 25. The other day off on Wednesday, he should be back in the lineup. It's a very good price tag for a piece of the Astros versus Wainwright. So check your lineups. You'll get some doozies as well. Recapping your pitching, it's brutal. Scherzer, Taijuan Walker is my main two. Maybe JP France. The only punt, if you want to, I've talked up the Mets value, but it would be Adrian Hauser at 69 to say screw it and see what Adrian Hauser can do. I'm not in love with it, but that's what it would be. Now, if you're stacking, Coors is obvious. Everyone's going to go Dodgers versus Chase Anderson. That makes the most sense. I don't mind Colorado versus Sheehan. But if you want to be different, give me the Jays versus Stripling. I like that a lot. Love Houston versus Wainwright. That's Houston probably my top stack on this slate against Wainwright. And then the Mets versus Hauser would be where I'd be looking as well. If you want to fade Coors or get a couple cheap pieces of Coors and then stack up elsewhere, that's kind of how I'd be breaking things down. Like I told you at the top of the show, two bad five-game slates. It is not good. It'd be better if they're attached. One of the games not even on the slate. Marlins, Red Sox, you have Lizardo and Brian Bayo. I'd like both of those pitchers in the player pool if possible. Don't get them. So I'd say play lightly. Just have a little fun on Thursday. Get ready for a 12-game slate on Friday. We'll bang that one out and get ready for the weekend. But if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick, or I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord. You can check me out over there as well. But all my content, podcasts, written, all posted on my Twitter. So check that out at BDNTrick, BDENTREK. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits in the books. This was the Thursday, June 29th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.